Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark McCulley, CEO of the American Angus Association. Back with Mark in just a moment.
There are everyday horses, and then there are once-in-a-lifetime horses. There are experiences that will give you a thrill, and others that take your breath away. The world's largest and most beloved horses are coming to the Oklahoma State Fair September 13th through 15th for the Gentle Giants World Championship. Come join us as America's workhorses, Clydesdales, Percherons, and Belgians prance their way into the arena and straight into your hearts. Get up close for a picture. Stand back in pure wonder. Feel the magnitude of their power and lofty precision of their feet. Don't miss these Gentle Giants at the North American Six Horse Hitch Finals, September 13th and 14th at 6 p.m. and September 15th at 5 p.m. Come see us in Performance Arena 6, where admission is free with the purchase of a state fair ticket. For details about the North American Six Horse Hitch Finals, visit naclassicseries.com.
Mark McKelly's been around the cattle industry all his life. Early this year, though, he took on a new challenge as the chief executive officer of the American Angus Association. He says that the landscape of the beef market is changing, and they're trying to stay ahead of the game at the Angus Association.
You know, this summer in the beef marketplace, we've seen lots of changes. We've seen lots of interesting dynamics being played out. On the positive side, we've seen some movement on trade negotiations, both with Europe and more recently here with Japan, which I think has been very supportive to overall beef demand and the boxed beef trade. I think most are seeing those as really positive movements for our overall marketplace and this continued global market that we operate in, and making sure we can trade with as many partners that want to trade with us as a country. You know, the U.S. continues to, I think, be a strong negotiator on many of these tariffs and making sure that, again, we've got a level playing field to be able to offer up our products and trade with those different countries that really demand and desire U.S. corn-fed, high-quality beef, and to make sure that there's not undue tariffs and restrictions in the way that keep that from happening. So, you know, I think we're making some progress. Always plenty of work to do there.
Mark says the cattle industry is still feeling the impact of that beef plant fire out in western Kansas in Holcomb.
More recently, we've had a lot of disruption in the marketplace due to the plant fire at Tyson, and that's, you know, that really created a bit of a tailspin for the market. Some of that was obviously just due to reduced capacity that was available with that plant being down. Some of it, of course, is just the psychology of the market and how things tend to react. But you know, I see things have started to come back.
Mark McKelley says he believes that we've really held our ground well when it comes to beef demand, especially when you start talking about the premium beef end.
On the positive side of things, beef demand has been awfully solid. We see the cuts continue to move, and specifically the choice select spread has been quite wide, and really a demand out there for the premium end of products, in particular the Certified Angus Beef brand.
Chief Executive Officer of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley, the premiums that we've seen, choice beef over select beef in recent months, $22 a hundredweight most recently, and the and there's also significant premiums, prime beef over choice beef as well. There's so much more prime beef than we've ever seen before. We're actually seeing some of being sold at the retail level, not just at food service. Now, as we mentioned earlier, Mark McCulley comes from working with Certified Angus Beef for quite a few years before moving over to the Breed Association. And he says that the key for the future for the beef industry is to make sure that promoters of things like fake meat are telling the truth to consumers about their products versus real beef.
The alternative protein, fake meat, if you will, that's just been such a big topic really for the last few years. And there's really kind of two different products, if you will. There's the plant-based alternatives that they would refer to, like Beyond Beef and the Impossible Burger. And then even on the other side of things, we've got the lab-grown or cell-cultured meat. So companies like Memphis Meats that are out in the marketplace. And, you know, it is a fairly controversial, that lots of dialogue that's been going on out in the country and for sure within our policymakers of how are these products going to be labeled. And I think, you know, from an association standpoint, and I know at Certified Angus Beef, you know, really the position has been it's let's make sure there's a level playing field out there. Let's make sure that these products are represented to the consumer for what they really are, and then let beef compete on that level playing field. And really, when the true message around sustainability that some of these products have maybe tried to market a bit of an inaccurate kind of message around their products, I think when the true message and the true information is available to the consumer, I think we'll be in really fine shape there.
CEO of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots, or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to pollardfarms.com. That's pollardfarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.